Praise the Lord. Dear friends, we start our meditation today reading Psalm 91, verses 1 to 4. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you find refuge. Under his wings you find refuge. Wings are a symbol of protection, protection of God. We are familiar with a beautiful sight, even today visible in many of the villages. A hen with its kids, chicks. The mother hen somehow scratches the earth, finds the prey, the food for the chicks, and the chicks come and eat what the mother has prepared. But it can happen that all on a sudden, a bird of prey appears in the horizon. And then this mother hen produces a particular sound that the chicks hear, and they all run near to the mother. And then the mother hen spreads out its wings and sits over the chicks. Nobody can see the chicks outside. There, the chicks, the brood of the hen, are protected. They are safe. They don't fear. Now, no bird of prey can get to these chicks. If you want to catch one of these chicks, you have to kill the mother hen, which no bird of prey is capable of doing. So here the chicks are protected. They are safe. This is the beautiful image that the Bible very often uses. The image of a mother bird protecting its brood. God is very often compared to a mother bird. A mother bird who protects. God who protects, who gives safety. In order to accept, to receive this protection, two things are needed. The chicks should listen to the noise the mother bird is making. You should discern what that sound means. The chicks should know that this is an alarm signal, that there is danger, that you should run. So listen. And this is what God does. God gives us signals. God gives us signs of danger. He calls us. We have to listen to him. Listen to his voice. Listen to his word that is given in the Bible. Listen to the word of God who speaks in our hearts. Listen to our conscience. Listen to God first. Then second, you have to run. The chick should run to the hen and receive the protection. Listening is not enough. You have to obey. You have to obey the word of God. You have to obey the voice to the voice that speaks to you. As long as you are under the wings of God, as long as you obey his word, you are safe, you are protected. But it can happen that you don't listen or you don't obey. The chicks that stay outside the protecting wings of the hen can be easily taken by the birds of prey. That is what could happen to us. There is a warning in this image. Unless you submit yourself to God's protection, unless you take refuge under his wings, you are liable to be lost. And that's what Jesus said when weeping over the rebellious Jerusalem. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Luke 13:34. And that was the risk the city ran. That is the reason why the city was destroyed and the people were deported. So there is a warning also in this image that unless you listen and unless you cling to God for his protection, you might be lost. Let us listen to his word. Let us cling to him and seek our protection under his wings. Amen.